with my dad is Baderach HaRishayna. The way you dealt with the goy, the way you mismoided, was the first derech. Bizmancha matzav Yehudim Ayishune. The matzav of the goy and the matzav of the do were very different. Baderach Riyasim is Pechisas HaGoy Lachayn Hitzlachtem Litmoded. You were able to see, you had to see the lowliness of a goy, and in that way you were matzliach. Ayudim Ayuloyim De Seifer V'itnaagusa Ma'isa Atzilus. Atzilis. The Yidden were learned, scholarly people, and the goy hagoyim lam was somehow you kabaimus. Hem hiki verotzchu va'osa kakol oila rucham. The goy, the lowly Eastern European peasants. We know what they looked like. Hamechak ben Yehudi legoy b'doyr esayli ayaboru v'mukshi. The difference between a Yid and a goy was poshut. There was no, you needed to study the difference between a Yid and a goy. It was obvious. Memeila gam asimcha v'tov leivov hayu makifim es kol yeshusa shel Yehudi u'bezrosam nilcham b'tzoy yaitze v'nisoysov. Memeila, if you understand how choshuv you are because you see how lowly everything else is. So Bamaili, you have Simcha V'Tuv Leivov, surrounds your entire existence, and with that you're able to fight against the seductions of the Yetzer Hara. The goy today looks very humane, he looks like a very sophisticated person. The only way that I could meet Modeh, The old tools, the pre-war ghetto shtetl tools don't work today. Because the world's changed, the goy changed. It hasn't changed, it just looks different on the outside. Inside, I'm a aret, choshed al ritziche, where the goy is choshed al ritziche, there's a low ein shum. Hevda, but on the outside it looks different. Therefore, the only way that I can meet Modeh against what he has to offer me is to understand who I am as a Jew. You need a Rebbe for this. Who's the Rebbe? The Rebbe is Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu took with Yishmael and Eliezer. You know the pasuk well enough. Shnei narav eli Yishmael v'Eliezer hayu tzadikim. Yishmael hayu tzadik bo yisushar v'Eliezer harei hayu avodoy. Yishmael was a tzadik at this stage of his life because of a tshuva. And Eliezer, we know, zokin beisa shel Avram Avinu shel v'moysa b'kol ha'shelo. He was the Rosh Yeshiva of Avram Avinu's yeshiva. He was moishel on all Avram Avinu. He was a tzadik. He was teaching Avram Avinu's Torah to the whole world. Limarad calls those Shagi Avram Avinu of Shalom Korav Lamokam Akeda, who Ponel Narav Yishmael the Elez of Amalek. Despite their high level, when they were getting closer to the place of the Akeda, Avram Avinu turns to Yishmael Elez and he says to them, Shvulachim po imachamor, you stay here imachamor. V'doishim al-kach chazal, am hadoim el-chamor. Shulachim po, not imachamor, amachamor. Your people are like a donkey. What does the Pasuk say? Shulachim po imachamor. Just say shulachim po. Who cares whether there's a donkey there or not? I need to know that there was a donkey there. So the Gemara in Yevamos there dashens out, am hadoim el-chamor. Nachon, that's one pshat. Nachon. That's the essence of a goy. Nachon. That's Mashiach will be reichev al achomor, means he'll be totally in control of the physical world. But dvarav elu rotz Avram and Avashalom lahoyres the doyres ma'u ahevdel ben yudi legoy. At this moment, pre the Akedah, Avram Avinu wants to teach everybody, all his children and grandchildren, the sofa doyres, what's the difference between a Jew and a goy. And he also lets you know the importance of keeping your distance from the goy. To come to the Akedah, to be ma'ale, to go up and up in avodas Hashem, chayvin lishmo merchak min agoy. First, you have to keep yourself at a distance from the goy. And you have to understand, you have to see the difference, this semel of Choymiris. He's Kulu Shokuin Gashmes. You want to be Oile Baruchnes, you have to detach somehow from the Gashmes. If na mispa shanim nis dan memli yakir yudi oirech din shenoytzli imo kesher. I met a yid, an oirech din that reached out to me, made a kesher with me. Yudi zeh ya adam dati mina pashranim. He was a what you call a middle of the road nick. You know, you would I don't know how you would describe him politely. He was whatever, one of these he had his own form of religion, call it, I don't know what you would call it today. Lo yode machav osa balomoy, let's call him one of those. Imazman, hispaschoy, beneinu sichas hashkofa veimuna. Sochachnu gam al choysa emes sheba pashranut. Pashranut is, posha means lukewarm. Oh, is that what you call Bible criticism or whatever? There's a name for it. V'achein im chaleif hazman hu itchazek v'hoisif chayel b'toyra v'odis Hashem. After the discussion, slowly, he started being mitchazek and he started growing in avodas Hashem. Ulo medav echad hayu lo kashe mod mitnatek. Hayu le amachshi ha-klukal shebe beisei. Shemula yoshev im bnei beisei v'tsefe midai erev v'tachnit bidu kolshu. He couldn't break away from what we know today is called the television. We don't even know what that is anymore today. Anybody under the age of 30 doesn't know what a television is. They've got much worse problems than a television. This guy just could not take from his television. Him and his family used to sit around at night and they used to watch all the entertainment and whatever. Ibatimo rabo sala heres shevadova valafra hanovas mimen lochai baruchni vegashmi. And I tried very hard to explain to him how damaging it is, how destructive it is, and how much it disturbs the one's spiritual and physical life. He couldn't from it. This yid had a worker, he had a goy that used to work for him. And he was very machmir, this goy, in being stupid. Unusually stupid guy. Kol pe'ula shebikshu mimenu la'asoy, so ya'o se bo'ifan afuk. Whatever you ask him to do, he did the opposite. This sounds like South African. Pamim rabois. Huh? It sounds like South African. Pamim rabot. Is a no to Adam ba'azne al tipshuse uba'aruse shel goyze. Ve'chad em amati lokach. So one day I said to him, "Et mol belayle b'shah she'tzepiti b'tachnis yachad im bnei b'yischoy." When you were sitting 9 o'clock watching or whatever it was on the screen, whatever the program was, as this goy atipesh gam yoshev im chaveiro v'tzachak moich v'tachnis habidud, he also said they laughed and enjoying this entertainment that was on the screen. L'macharat yupan alay v'omer haraste li etachayim. So he came to the problem the next day, this year, and he said, you mamash messed up my life. One mama city. Keshebati la tzapot betachnis niskati b'mashamati. When I came to sit in front of the television last night, I remember what you told me. Hagoya tipesh hazeh tzoychek ma'oysen b'dichoysu ma'oysen bidud. This idiot guy that works for me, this low life, he's sitting there watching this television and enjoying the same thing as me. Loiti musugu laseis makshavad. I couldn't get this out of my head. Harasti les kol atam betachnis. You destroyed all my enjoyment in the program. V'achein sof sof hu tzliach litnatnek v'yasmachrois letachni zu. I managed to break away and menatek from the addiction of this issue. Az yoshed imanu kashir di chash slida ma'amiyus shebehev le'agoy. Who ain't musugal a say says our gosh shall aniva chomoroi Nechal ba'avus echad. Me and my donkey are eating from the same trough. When a person understands, when you're doing something, you understand that there's 50 million Chinamen out there or whatever doing the same thing and involved in the same machines and the same narishkat and the same games as you and your goy, you and your donkey, you're eating from the same trough. That's what it looks like. After Adam HaRishon was goyrish from Gan Eden, so then he was allowed, he had to eat, he was eating fruit and vegetables. He had to grow fruit and vegetables around. In Gan Eden, they were roasting for him, they were roasting for him meat. Who knows what he was eating? They were eating roast on the spit steaks, whatever, the kabbalas. There was oile v'shlomim. Me and my donkey eating from the same trough, eating the same vegetables. You know, tell the kids, you got to eat your vegetables. They say, wow, I'm not a bunny. You know, I don't have to eat carrots. I'm not a rabbit. By the way, carrots aren't good for rabbits either. But anyway, that's another story.
Bugs.
Yeah, that's who came up with the fantasy that... when we got our first bunnies, the guy at the pet shop told me, don't give them carrots, it looked awful. Disney said, when a Jew understands and he feels that the pleasures of a goy are chomrios, are mamish low life, you can't enjoy them anymore. That's how we have to feel when you're seduced from every angle of the street. There's no way you can look anymore without being, yeah, take me, yeah, go with me. It's everywhere. The advertisements, you can't avoid it. I can't. I'm not masugal to enjoy what this low life's enjoying. Lina choyne atanugim v'hanois ruchnim nelim u'maidanim yoyse. I have more sophisticated pleasures. I can't sit here hanging out and doing what this guy is doing. It's a meal. It's disgusting. When a person has that, so it's much easier to mitmoded.
You have to work the Torah. That means you have to go at a higher level. If you are at the same level, you don't see it. It's
so in order to start growing, you have to menatek a little bit from the chaim reis, and then you grow a little bit. The more you grow, the more you're able to menatek. You can't. It's not a one day thing. It's a process. It's a process of laat laat becoming more of a ben aliyah, getting away from the chaim reis.
But to go away, that means you have to learn Torah. You have to
without learning Torah, you can't do this. And without learning Musa, your Torah is also not worth anything. You have to learn Torah and Musa. That's how the Mesidus Shoshanim starts. The Brisa of Pinchas Ben Yair. Torah Lidei Mizeziris. Without Torah, the whole step letter can't start.
That was the idea of the Greek. They say, Jewish people forget the Torah. It's to be busy with Shtuyot. And it's automatic. You are.
Hesech
Hadas. Yes.
Then Dait Cheshelot Echorev Vezoela. Nachon, nachon. I was coming back from Beit Shemesh down on the bus. We had a family Mesibaya, so I was going back on the bus. I very rarely go on buses these days. But loyally koich to drive and drive back and come back. There was a bus last night, more convenient, straight back. So I went on the bus, I was sitting in the bus, and there's a guy sitting in front of me with his kids, from car. Mama's looking, looks not there. It's a from bus, it's not a, whatever. And he's sitting there with his phone, and he's playing some kind of a game. In front of his kids, sitting there, the entire 45, 50 minute drive. The guy sat there with his iPhone playing a game. Nothing dirty, nothing schmutzig, nothing whatever, but just total hesech hadas. Total hesech hadas. And there's 50 million, and there's 50 million goyim out there at the same time playing the same game. That's what our mamash had this machshava last night, watching this guy. And the kids, the poor kids, what chance did they have? That's what they're watching. Lel Zois Chanukah, and this guy's playing whatever, I don't know, Pac-Man or whatever, I don't know what these games are. Pac-Man, I understand. that was Lomdus of all the games they play. Now I'm just saying, but that's the vote. And you see it, I'm telling you, I don't get to see these things. I'm honest, it was shocking. My kids on the buses all day, they tell me these stories, whatever. I don't get to see it. Actually, Mama's sort of, you know, it's not that I don't waste time. But when you see something like that, you understand what he's talking about here. And even Chamoiri, Nechal mi ba obasechon. Chenachinami, what's he doing wrong? Nothing. He's just an hour of thinking, of contemplating, of learning Torah, of doing something. I don't know, speaking to your children, just sitting and schmoozing with your kids. You could have spoken to them also. Instead of them running around wild and making a noise and disturbing everybody else, you could have sat and had a schmooze with your kids. And he's playing, whatever, yep. That's exactly what you're talking about. That's a total hesech hadas.
It's escapism.
It's more than that. I mean, you could call it escapism. What's he escaping from? He's escaping from Gan Eden. He's escaping from Olam Haba. He just wrote on the shore of the Keren of the shore, Eini Chelek Melekei Yisrael. That's what he just wrote. When he picks up that machine and he switches it on, when he could be doing something more Hamish, he writes on the horn of the ox, Eini Chelek Melekei Yisrael. That's what he just wrote. That's what he just said. That's exactly what that the moment that he does it, he's menatekt himself from reality. He just stepped out of reality. Now, why is he doing it? Because he has a Yetzirah that says, come with me, this is more geschmack. Are you going to open a Gemara now? Are you going to sit and schmooze to your children? What are you going to do? You're going to sit and think about ruchnistika things? No kulkach geschmack. Play some games, waste some time. Hevel. I remember Taba saying it in the yeshiva years ago, then it could have been a bocha then even. He said, the problem's not the schmutz. The problem's the games. Don't know what he was talking about. Who didn't play games now and again? Everybody, you know, whatever. Since I came out with that very first tennis game, you remember the my brother-in-law wrote the program for
Pong.
The little Pong, yeah, one thing, it was that three things on the screen, this little thing going, yeah, the little thing going, then the ball going back and forth. Since that great day, no, but in Bounday when we were kids, we played pinball. Who didn't pick, what was it, pinball?
You still played it though. You still spent an hour playing that game, didn't you?
No, but I'm saying, even in our days, there was always something to...
But you played that game to escape. You just needed a bit of time to relax.
I played the game because that's what everyone was doing. I mean,
well, that's what he's doing.
You met your friends.
Pinball is an art. There is skill involved.
Time to escape.
That's skill.
Skill. You got to catch the ball.
How do you differentiate? He's asking a good question.
Playing puck, he played whatever.
He's asking a very good question. So, how do you differentiate between what we call, let's say, wasting time or whatever, or relaxing? We may need to go a little bit further to really answer your question, but Rav Pinkas Zatzal used to speak about this all the time. He used to speak about this nosei, your question is to speak about all the time. What's wrong with relaxing with a mishlei? Why does it have to be Pac-Man? What's wrong with taking a mishlei and getting a schmuck and an enjoyment and a relaxation from learning mishlei? You know what Rabbi Lashav Zatzal used to learn Bainer's money for relaxation? Tiferes Yisrael. The whole Zman, he said he couldn't because he was too busy learning. He didn't have time to go through the Tiferes Yisraels. So Bainer's money used to go through them. That was his way of relaxing. His way of relaxing. So Pirush in Mishnah says, a very lengthy Pirush on Mishnah. And he felt that during this money, he couldn't allow himself the luxury of learning Tiferes Yisrael. So about his money, he was relaxed, he had more time, he was more chilled. He was only learning 18 hours a day, and he was getting extra half an hour sleep. He'd only wake up at 2:30 in the morning to start learning, and not 2:00, so it was a holiday. So that was his holiday. His holiday was to learn Tiferes Yisrael. You have to find something in Torah that's the relaxation for you. There's a beautiful video that went viral for a while of Rav Chaim Kanievsky sitting on the beach in Tel Aviv learning. There's a picture of him sitting, not on the beach itself, on the little promenade there, there's a little tayelet. There was no one there, it was in winter. There's no one there. And he's sitting there with his sons, his one son and a couple of people are sitting around the table and they're learning. Chaim in his hat and jacket, everyone else just in white shirts, no jackets or whatever, because they're on the beach, you're relaxing. Huh? And they're sitting learning, and you can see Reb Chaim's mom, as you can see, he's lapping it up, loving it. There's a wind and whatever, and somebody happened to go past and film it. And it went viral. I might have the video somewhere, I think I'll be able to dredge it up if you want to see it. It was an eye-opener. It was an eye-opener. What's Reb Chaim doing for relaxation? He's learning on the beach instead of... You have to find things in Ruchnis and in Yiddishkeit that becomes our... Why do you have to relax? Why do you have to relax? Open up a Tanakh, find something else in Yiddishkeit that you enjoy. Go for a walk. Go to the beach. I don't know, but we have to stop thinking of the Goyish world and the Goyish Narishkeit as that's what I do when I'm relaxing. That's good for the Hesech Hadash. Rav Pinkas spoke about this a lot. You take out almost anyone in his shiur, that's what he speaks about. Just have pleasure with Hashem. To just enjoy spending time with Hashem. If I would come to you now and offer you, you could start with Hashem. Hashem Magalim to anybody who's in for the next 2 hours, there's a room upstairs and Hashem's going to be Magalim himself to anybody who wants. You wouldn't take the opportunity. No, but you would it's scary, but you would take the opportunity. Why? Because who doesn't want to spend time with Hashem? But sometimes you can find yourself wasting 2 hours, you don't even notice the time's gone. Just on Posh Darishkeit. You sit on the plane. If you want to check this out, just look at an aeroplane. What kind of plane? I was once on the plane with Rav Pum, Rav David Pum from Toronto. Now I'm Nishkin Grace Masmid. I mean, I open up a Mishnah on the plane. After half a Mishnah, I'm falling asleep, or I'm already looking around, or just have a look at what's in the magazine, or whatever. It's impossible. They saw it on a plane. Planes are horrible places. And it's a night flight as well, with the shachris in the middle, or whatever. So I happen to be sitting right in front of Rav David Pum. That's Rav Pum Zatzal's son. That's a tzaddik yisodoylam. He did not stop learning from the minute he sat down until the minute that plane landed, except to daven. He did not stop learning. He was in the Beis Midrash on an era where I don't say I strive for that. I mean, I'd love to be there, but I know how far I'm away from that. I'm just saying it was beautiful to see. It's Shaykh in this generation. The guy did not stop learning the entire night on the plane. And it's a hard flight to stay with him. It's not an easy flight at midnight, whatever, that flight from Toronto. The guy did not stop learning for 1 second. I was like, blown away. And he was enjoying it. You can't do that if you don't enjoy it. If you're not enjoying it, there's no ways. There's many other things on the plane to keep you busy. Sleep, whatever. I'm just saying. Every time I would dremel off or whatever, I'd wake up and there he was sitting going. Because he loves it, he enjoys it. How do you get to love that and enjoy it? You have to do it. So do it more. In the beginning, it doesn't come easy. And today it's harder and harder because there are a lot of things to distract ourselves with. Just totally, you can keep yourself busy day in and day out with the most sophisticated Narishkeit. We all know the Nisoyin. It's not easy Nisoyin. Not an easy Nisoyin. Especially if you're working with it the whole time, it's there, you can't. It's not posh. You have to daven for it as well. I'm more and more convinced there's almost no ishtadlus you can make anymore. We have to make ishtadlus because we have to make ishtadlus, but the ikki ishtadlus is to daven. To daven for Hashem, to give you a geschmack. To give you to understand what it means to relax, to have geschmack, to. Rav Pinkas used to use these words. These are not my words, I'm just quoting him. To snuggle up with a mishlei. Snuggle up with a mishlei. That's what he used to say. And he meant it. He could talk about it. I can't. But there is Torah we enjoy. There are things you enjoy. It doesn't have to be Gemara, whatever. It could be anything. There are aspects of Torah that you're neshama, that you bound to, that you connect. Some people like Musa, some people like Makshava, some people like Halacha, some people like Rav Zilberstein's Shalas and Tshuvas, whatever it is. There's no shortage of Torah today in English, easy to read. There's so much to relax with. Take one of your kids' comics or whatever, and relax with them. There might be something positive in there as well. find one that's got a heksha, you might be able to learn something from them as well. There's a lot of there's a lot of goyishkeit in there as well. Also, so you have to know which ones. The kids get older, you'll see what I mean. That war we lost. So every time I ask Rav Tauber this question, he tells me you've got to get it yourself first. You can't give it over to your kids if you don't have it. If you have it, you don't have to give it to your kids. And if you don't have it, it was the first time I ever met Rav Tauber. First time I met Rav Tauber, that was the question. I just want to see. Oh, yeah. Okay. First time I met Rav Tauber. It's exactly what he said to me. We had a question, whatever. We had an incident in South Africa that caused a lot of trauma to one of my kids. So we went to speak to him to ask him how to deal with it. So he said, if you understand and you have betok and understand that what happened was from Hashem, but call it tova, and that's the hagosha you have, then your child won't need therapy and she'll be fine. And if you don't have that, no amount of therapy in the world will help. It was the first thing he ever told me. You've got to get it clear yourself. Hakol bidei shamayim chutz mirei shamayim v'kol tova. Everything that happens comes from Hashem and it's all for our good. We don't always understand it, we don't always see it, but you have to know that and you have to live with it. If you have that, the children pick it up very quickly. You actually have antennot, you know what antennot are? Kids have antennas, they pick up very quickly where you are. And if they see that you understand that it's from Hashem and it's for the good, and they're besimchim zeh, then they don't need that much help. And if not, what are you going to give them? Therapy. The best therapy is Hashem loves you and hakol tova. But you have to live that. So you have to start learning betochen. You have to start opening up svarim that teach you betochen and start working on it and developing it. It's a lifetime's work. There's no shortcuts to betochen. You have to open up a safe. And you have to daven for it. You have to daven for it. But if you don't set aside time every day to learn sifrei betochen and work on betochen, it's not shy. It's not shy. There's too many questions and challenges and kashas on our emunah on a day-to-day basis. That if you're not working on it and strengthening it and dealing with the questions and understanding how the system works, you won't have it. It's that simple. And if you have it, then you've got it. You have simcha zachaim, you don't have to teach your children to be a simcha. And if you're a misery, you can talk simcha the whole day, they're gonna know you're a misery. There's no winging it. There's no way to wing this. The kids know biduk what's going on. So that's it, you're joining the Gemara Shiur now? That's it, you're signing up. So it's Chanukah. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and Hoshana Rabbah, all in one day. Quite intense. All right. Chaymin Chanukah.